Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Now, the great radio stations all across the country, as well as around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers in U.S. Coast Guard, and all those who are keeping America free and safe. Now, to everybody that's also working on the Third Watch right now, thanks very much for what you're doing to keep America rolling along, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And, of course, Felix and the UPS, United Postal Service, bulk mail haulers hauling mail from the bulk mail center to the post offices. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel out there, Tom and his crew. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Facebook page. And also, you can find us on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're also on Twitter. The handles there are all at Captain's America. That's how you find us. Just put in at Captain's America, and boom, we'll pop right up. Now, don't forget, we have our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and see what we have to offer. Joining us right now, from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, nobody seems to know what's going on in the Biden administration, and that includes the president himself, when asked the same question. And what I'm talking about is every public appearance just seems to accentuate the dysfunction. Now they're worried about Biden tripping and falling over a cord or a wire or something like that and falling on his face. Now, is he too old to be president?
Lawrence Jones of Fox, who has his own show called Cross Country, sent some people out around Atlanta, Indiana, New York, handful of cities, and just randomly walked up to people and asked, should Biden be reelected? And fascinatingly enough, the majority of the people, including those that voted for him, said no. First off, their reason was he's too old. So people are answering your question for you.
Okay. And I'm not surprised to hear that. I know some people would take offense to that, but somewhere along the line, Biden has got to understand that his day has come and his day has gone.
Well, there's a handful of people that really should be managing this whole thing, and Biden, and it begins with Jill, the first lady. In normal times, it would also fall to the vice president, and of course, that isn't working either.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden has a set of handlers, but these handlers are also handling the United States in policy, domestic policy and foreign policy. So Joe's not running the ship. That's obvious. And to not reelect him because of his age is, you know, I guess, okay. But the real problem is all these other people that are really running government and policy. And, you know, we're forgetting about those people. Joe, if he had, if there were credentialed people with bona fides that weren't themselves activists, we'd be in a very different place, and Joe wouldn't look so stupid. He looks stupid because they're making him look stupid. I mean, he's reading stuff off of a teleprompter. Obviously, he doesn't know what he's reading.
No.
He's reading the whole thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's activism.
Mm-hmm.
We have an activist government. That's just where we are.
All right, let me go over here real quick to the telephone line. Mel in Saratoga Springs, what's on your mind?
Okay, good morning, Nathan. Good morning, Captain. How do you prosecute a feeble mind, supposedly a feeble mind, maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but a feeble mind like Biden, who has made millions or billions of dollars at our expense by selling this country mm-hmm. out, and then all the crimes that he's, treasonous crimes that he's committed. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if that be the case, I mean, how do you prosecute something like that?
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. What do you think, Denise?
You know, Mel, I think of that every single day because, you know, people don't want to hear MAGA and people don't want to hear the left and people don't want to hear, you know, America First. But, I mean, how can you not be loyal to your own country first? That is part and parcel of what the oath of office is.
Correct.
Not only at the federal level, but the state level.
Yep.
And I mean, these people are sellouts. Mel's mm-hmm. exactly right. How do you?
We have to be America first. We can't be what? Polish first? Cuban first? We have to be America first. Jeez, all right, hold that thought. Yep, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check it out.
And if you want to talk with the Captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Talk with the captain or with Denise Simon. 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
All righty. Thank you very much, Jeff and Sarasota. This conversation I'm having with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance. Now, Geico's been saving people money for just a little bit more than 85 years now. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers. Now, your local Geico office or the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, can give you coverage for just about anything you own and give you a rate quote right there so you know what you're going to pay. Now, they offer coverage for your motorcycle, also your ATV, maybe you got a boat, maybe you got an RV. They'll do all of that for you. And it can even help, and this is how you'll save money, when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance through Geico. So check them out online or give them a call at their local agent. You can find out who that is by going to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right, we have got our friend up in Sandusky, Michigan. He's a regular caller, David. Good morning, David. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I finally got a chance to watch 2,000 Mules.
Okay.
And after watching 2,000 Mules, I think they should just flat, I don't even acknowledge this last election that we had in 2020.
Okay. I don't disagree with you. So what should we do about it?
What can we do about it?
Okay, well, let's find out from Denise. So thank you very much, David. Okay. What can we do, Denise?
Well, if for nothing else, the Department of Justice ought to assign a task force.
Yep.
But they're not going to.
Nope.
So will anything be done about the matter? The answer to that is no.
Nope. And by God, the way Dinesh D'Souza laid that out, there was enough proof there just to do whatever, right?
Well, I guess the big question is the validity of tracking those phones.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me go ahead.
You know, I don't know how else to describe it, but, you know, there's for the non-believers who think that, you know, that the election was compromised,
mm-hmm.
For any kind of integrity or assurances, the Department of Justice ought to speak to the, ought to investigate and assign a task force to, you know, tell us what they find and at least try. I mean, what do you have? 30% of the voters in the United States? 20%? Mm-hmm. That's still a lot of people. If mm-hmm. it's, if the number's not 50%, I don't know what the number is.
Mm-hmm. I think it's closer to 50, but anyway, hold on. We got Elliot, I believe. Is this you, Elliot?
Yes, it is, Captain. Good morning. Good morning to Denise. Hey, Denise, look here. I want to run this by you right quick, see what you think. You know, Democrat Harold Eugene Ford Jr. is a former congressman. Now, Tennessee 9th Congressional District. He appears as a regular on Fox at 5 p.m. Daily Show 2 weeks ago now. The 5 at Fox, once again, speaking about the total collapse of our southern border of Texas. Harold Ford said to America just like this, Alejandro Mayorkas is his best friend. He is doing a wonderful job at the border. Now, this is what drives conservatives to Newsmax.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see Democrats supported news networks inviting Republicans at the table? Hell no. It interferes with their socialist intrigue. Malcolm X warned all of us, us all back in the day in the 60s. He said the news media is too damn powerful. They will take a right and make it wrong, or flip a wrong and make it into a right. We must impeach President Joe Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, their election of post duty as border czar. Now, epic failure on her part. One-sided U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland has got to be impeached. And the worst Secretary of Homeland Security is Alejandro Mayorkas.
Yep.
Now, Republicans must carry the banner of the red, white, and blue. We are one stone throw away from losing this damn country. The word loyalty stands at the forefront. Thank you so much. Have a great day, folks.
All right. Go ahead, Denise. Make a comment.
Well, there was a lot there. Yeah, if for nothing else, Mayorkas, the impeachment process takes too long. So I would do a vote of no confidence, and with that vote of no confidence, because they're in violation of their oath,
mm-hmm.
I would have him censured and suspended from being Secretary of Department of Homeland Security.
Mm-hmm.
Kamala Harris was assigned to that border. She hasn't done it, so they ought to remove her from that because of failure to do it. As far as Harold, whatever his name is,
Ford,
over there at Fox.
Ford.
Yeah. Here's the deal. I'm fine with Fox bringing on those from the left. You know, they say fair and balanced, and I appreciate that because those that are on the left are telling us what's really happening on the left and how they're thinking, and that we need to take that as a clarion call to action sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
They get memos, they have conversations, they get, you know, they're in email chains and all these other kinds of things. So lots of interesting things can slip out, and they tell us what they're thinking and what the left is thinking and what they're doing. I mean, there's always some big clues in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm absolutely fine with Fox doing what they're doing. I know that, you know, it makes us nuts. It did with Juan Williams.
Mm-hmm.
but I think it's a very important thing, because we can't be sideswiped by these people. We need to kind of, you know, shadow them all the time.
All right. Let's go to one more call here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning to you both. My name is Anthony, and I want to thank you for having multiple hours of common sense guests and yourself, Captain, because from the days of Reagan, the media was pretty much biased, but it's multiplied ever since Trump. And we could obviously see that when he was elected in 2016. And as far as Fair and Balanced, I would say the affiliates of Fox down here, they show their true faces. That night, I saw the facial contortions of the anchors. They were not too pleased with the result of Trump trouncing under a dais on Hillary Clinton. It's obvious because you see the reportings, and they show nothing favorable to conservatives. Either it's no pro-life marches, no footage, everything's pro-gay, everything's anti-American. It's obvious that their agenda is laid out. So as far as Balanced Fox is concerned, that to me is they flatline. They are dead. There's nothing. Conservatives, Christians have to look for common sense media outlets like yours and others on this Salem station. Get away from the CNN, the NPR, BBC. Mm-hmm. They're all biased. They're all leftist, and we just can't get sidetracked. Stay focused.
Thank you very much, Anthony. Appreciate the callers. Thank you very much. Okay, and by the way, Denise, do you remember the night of the election when we called the win for Donald Trump? Do you remember when we did that?
Well, we called that Florida was going to go to Trump.
And we also talked about Ohio, and we talked about a couple of key states. And once the other ones came in, we said, that's it, he's won.
You know, I keep asking this question to people, and how many lawsuits were filed that went through process or didn't go through process, meaning through the courts, and how many state legislatures changed all things with their election law after January the 6th?
Right.
I want to know that number very badly.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's been,
or even the week of January the 6th, mm-hmm. going into January the 6th,
mm-hmm.
because my sense is there today, and especially in January, there were too many things unresolved
mm-hmm.
in people's minds.
Yep.
So.
Well, you won't get any argument from me. Okay, very quickly, this is from Therese. It's an email. I think the Dems are pinning Gavin Newsom in 2024, what do you think? Well, I don't disagree.
I'm fine with that. Let him run him. We will have so much fun. I mean, he isn't any better or worse than Hillary, so it would be fun to take him on as a candidate.
You got it. Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. And we're coming back with our military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A record number of illegal immigrants are crossing the southern border into Texas. 42 suspected terrorists have been caught by Border Patrol agents, as well as fentanyl smuggled by cartels. Appearing on Sunday Morning Futures, Texas Governor Greg Abbott gives his opinion on what he describes as the illegal immigrant invasion.
So you're going to have more than 6 million people coming across the border a year. To put this in context, the largest city in the state of Texas is Houston. We will have about one Houston coming across the border in Texas every year.
President Biden says he's looking into whether he has the authority to declare a public health emergency following the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade reversal. Biden adding the best way to reinstate Roe v. Wade is by Congress passing a national law. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for your military and veterans news here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find out more about them and learn how to become an aviation maintenance technician. NAA.edu, NAA.edu is the website. Go over there and check it out. Meantime, here's more about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy can be found on the web by going to their website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, and while you're over there, check them out, see all that they have to offer, see what it takes to become an aviation maintenance technician, and I think you'll agree that it's probably one of the most rewarding jobs that you can do once you're trained. Now, they have campuses in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. Clearwater's right across the bay. As well as Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, I'd suggest that you call them up and ask to take the tour at one of those campuses, or both if you so desire. The number to call would be 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. Give them a call, ask to take the tour, and you'll have the opportunity to talk to students that are there, teachers that are there, and the money people that would help you get your student loan, or if you're a veteran, would help you go through the process to secure your veterans benefits. And they would certainly be there to assist you in any way that you needed. So, National Aviation Academy, the website NAA.edu, the phone number 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour at either one of their campuses, Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Massachusetts. You'll be glad you did, and I'm sure we'll be talking about you and your expertise as an aviation maintenance technician. Well, we've got quite a bit of military news tonight, starting with the aircraft carrier battle group, George H.W. Bush. Now, that battle group has been training for some time. A weeks-long challenge. They were joined by Marines. The final deployment for workups is currently in the works right now. They wanted to see how the joint operations would work. It gave the Marines a chance to operate with a larger force than usually deploys on amphibious ships. The Bush battle group was also joined by the Italian destroyer Caio Duilio and submarines from Brazil and Colombia during its composite training unit exercise called Computex. Now, it certified it as ready for deployment later this year. The carrier's crew, many on their first tour of duty, steamed for more than 11,000 miles and completed some 80,000 launches and recoveries of aircraft and, of course, the weapons that were used and fired as well. Assembled 10 mines, by the way, in record time. According to Rear Admiral Dennis Velez, who's the strike group commander, he said the relationships we forged and the processes we developed working with the Caio Duilio will pay dividends as we move forward working side by side with other NATO partners in the future. And kudos to the H.W. Bush, the George H.W. Bush battle group for doing the job that they did. That's really, really, really good. Now, updating, we have an Army general, a three-star, who's gotten himself in a little bit of trouble. He's a retired three-star, Gary Valesky, a man who earned the Silver Star for valor while serving in Iraq. Meanwhile, the DOJ is conducting an investigation. Now, at the time, he was still working for the Army in a contract capacity, advising active duty officers as a mentor for some $92 an hour. Now, he's lost that position temporarily until they do this investigation to see what's going on. Now, what exactly did he do that earned him a suspension and an investigation, you ask? Well, he responded to a tweet from Jill Biden. Now, Jill Biden said the following. For nearly 50 years, women have had the right to make their own decisions about their bodies. Today, that right was stolen from us. And while we may be devastated by this injustice, we will not be silent. We will not sit back as the progress we've already won slips away. That's what she said. Now keep in mind that there is nothing in the Constitution about abortion. Not one word. I challenge you to find it. You won't. And for the next person that comes up and says, well, it says life, that's abortion. Pardon me. Abortion is death. It's the taking of a life. Life means living life. You can't wrap that around anything. It's not going to work. And, of course, for her to say for nearly 50 years women have had a right to make their own decisions about their bodies, today that right was stolen from us, that, of course, is an outright lie. Now, can I say that about the First Lady? Sure, because it's true. It's true because of what I just told you. Go try to find that anywhere in the Constitution. You won't do it. It's not there. So, Bolesky responded to the tweet with this message. Glad to see you finally know what a woman is. Quote, end of quote. Now, that's hardly the most scandalous thing in the world, and certainly a little funny, as well as on target, but you don't do that to the Bidens or the First Lady. She didn't like it. Joe probably didn't like it. And the DOD didn't like it. So now we get what we got. A three-star general who's probably going to be called out on the carpet. And that's a shame. That's a shame. One of our heroes being dragged through the muck by the muckers themselves. And you can put that term anywhere you want. Now, I've been following this deal with Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who issued the executive order instructing the Texas National Guard to capture illegal immigrants in the U.S. and take them back to the southern border. Now, by the U.S., he's talking about Texas. He's not talking about going to Colorado and grabbing them and bringing them back. No, that's not the deal. And I get that, and we all understand that. But here's what he said, and this is the quote. I have authorized the Texas National Guard and Texas Department of Public Safety to begin returning illegal immigrants to the border to stop this criminal enterprise endangering our communities. As the challenges on the border continue to increase, Texas will continue to take action to address those challenges caused by the Biden administration. Immigrants who cross the border between ports of entry or commit other violations of federal law will be returned to the port of entry they came in from. Good. Now, Abbott specifically blamed the Biden administration for not enforcing federal immigration laws, especially Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. That lays out the federal government's responsibility in protecting the states against invasion. And Abbott did say Texas had been forced to protect itself by building a border wall, mobilizing military troops, and other actions to repel the invasion of illegal immigrants. To be continued. To be continued. All right, coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, right after these messages coming up here. And Kathy is going to take us to break, so don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive Group. And by the way, the specific dealer that we're talking about here is Moss Acura. That's Moss spelled M-A-U-S Acura. And, of course, they're located here in Tampa, right next door to Moss Nissan on North Florida Avenue. Now, you can find them online, mossacura.com. Now, the other thing is, what Moss has become famous for and why people come from all around the countryside are twofold. Number one, the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, and all church pastors, too, get a tremendous deal afforded to them by Moss and the Moss Family Automotive Group. Now, they also have Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. That's free lube oil, free oil changes and lube, free tire rotations for the life of the vehicle, and it's something that you're going to have a hard time trying to find anywhere else along with the You Serve, You Save program. So that's it in a nutshell. Check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, listen, we've gotten a little bit lucky. And the average U.S. gasoline price has fallen 19 cents at the end of last week to $4.86 per gallon. However, what nobody's going to say anything about quickly is that it's gone back up again 20 cents a gallon. So so we probably won't have that savings for more than a few more days. Now, that being said, there are a couple of congressmen and women that have said something regarding energy. One of them is a candidate. That's Sarah Palin. She said Congress should act on the energy situation immediately. And the second one is Congresswoman Debbie Lesko. She says Biden must unleash domestic energy. The sooner, the better.
Well, listen, you know, it's just, again, forward thinking in regards to what direction that, you know, you're going to head in. And, you know, it was funny, I talked about this last week on my program.
Yep.
Shell Oil is actually, it's a European company, Dutch, making massive investments in the Gulf of Mexico.
Yep.
Right now, they're continuing to invest there, whereas we're not. And because of that, you know, just, you know, this is the direction that these people have wanted for a long period of time, and they're seeing it through. I really don't expect much of a change. I really don't.
Well, I don't either until we change over the Congress, and we'll have a talk about that in a minute. And I think that's going to come. The question is by what type of majority. Now, Chinese, a large crowd of angry Chinese bank depositors faced off with police over the weekend about their money. They're trying to get their money out of the Chinese banks, and the police are there to block them so they can't do it.
Again, I'm not familiar with it. These are people in...
These are depositors.
Wow. I mean, I didn't know they were having runs on the banks here. I know they're having problems.
Sure sounds like it to me.
Yeah, with crypto, I know, but that's happening right with some crypto exchanges here where, you know, people are having a very, very difficult time. That's a bit odd. You start to see running on banks.
Yeah, it sounds like it to me. Doesn't say anything about crypto in the story right off the bat, but then again, it's a short story that is just now starting to hit the wires. Now, the U.S. Commerce Chief, the former governor of Rhode Island, Secretary of Commerce Gina Raimondo, has downplayed the recession and asserts that the inflation is her top priority, and that the recession is not going to be as bad, if it's going to be at all affecting the country.
We shall see. And again, you know, it affects, you know, certain people more than it does others. I mean, you know, it depends on what type of business you have. It depends on how intensive you need to have it. I mean, everybody's a unique situation and case. And to think that this is not affecting people, it's not that big of a deal. Of course it is. I mean, this is why people are so aggravated and up in arms right now, is they constantly feel like they're getting, you know, gut punched with these higher prices.
Now, I got a question here. It just came in via the email from Jimmy C. Jimmy C. is in Cincinnati. He's saying, ask Chris, recession, soft landing, stagflation, what's going on here with the economy? Is it strong enough to survive all this?
Oh, well, of course it is. I mean, yeah, well, I mean, we're going to be fine, you know, eventually, but we most certainly have some issues moving forward. I think that if we can get the government out of the way and you know, let your businesses go out there and build and create, I think that will also be very helpful. Supply chain issues are still a part of what's going on, and you know, China's locking down various different areas again because COVID is popping up. That's problematic. We do have to get some of the money out of the system, and they're slowly but surely doing that to bring prices down. But overall, I mean, especially after taking a look at the jobs numbers on Friday, still a pretty strong, you know, fundamentally sound economy, which, you know, might be able to help us withstand any sort of deep recession. But do I think that one might be in the cards? Yeah.
Now, concerns about inflation and personal finances have surged, while COVID has pretty much evaporated as the top issue for Americans. A new poll is showing that, marking an upheaval in priorities just months before the critical midterm elections, and I'm not surprised about that. Are you?
No, I mean, it's not surprised at all. I mean, you know, again, we're going to see. We still got some time before the midterms here, but you know, I Republicans really have a difficult time screwing it up. I wish they would actually, though, actually put together some, you know, actually not just run against Democrats, but actually run and have a plan moving forward. And I haven't really seen much from them as of yet.
Well, I've seen a plan, and the plan I saw was Rick Scott's.
Yeah, I saw his. Yeah, he's got one. And again, but no, Mitch McConnell wants no part of it. Wants no part of it at all. Most of the Republicans, they want no part of it and doing the things that are necessary. I like a lot of the things that are in his plan, quite frankly. I really do. But, again, you know, the elephants, you know, they don't want to rock any boats here. Some of the thing in Rick Scott's plan talks about the fact that, you know, everybody has got to contribute when it comes to taxes here in this country. Again, it's a difficult sell because they're going to say, hey, he wants to raise taxes on, you know, people on the lower end. Mm-hmm. I mean, our tax code has gotten so progressive and so out of whack, it's absurd.
Now, Buttigieg, yesterday said that the U.S. had completed the refund probes into 10 airlines and plans enforcement actions.
Well, I don't know. What are you going to do? You're gonna enforce what? You're going to some fines? Again, you know, solve the problem, okay? You know, the government's great at just issuing fines and whatnot. Anybody have any faith in Mayor Pete, the transportation secretary?
We have a shortage of pilots, Chris, because of the government when they changed their regulations on time off and all that stuff. We created a shortage of pilots.
Well, and I know some of the wage cuts and how expensive it became to actually become a pilot.
True.
It wasn't worthwhile to do it because of how expensive it was.
Yep.
And the type of money that they were making. So, yeah, that was a part of it as well.
Okay, very quickly, I'm going to make a prediction. I'm going to go on the record right now at this date and get it out there. I think the Republicans will gain the House back by 25 to 30 seats. That's my prediction. I believe they'll also take the Senate back by 1 to 4 seats.
I mean, we're gonna still have a stalemate. So
yep,
you know,
we are.
You know, hope. I mean, which is, listen. You know, maybe we can get some sort of compromise at that point in time. I don't know. You know, you watch the president, and you know, it was like a movie for crying out loud, reading off the teleprompter and the various different things. He doesn't breed a lot of confidence at this point in time. That's for sure. So.
Well, when you got 70% of the country doesn't want you to be the president or run for office again.
Again, I mean, we should have known this from the get-go, for crying out loud.
We did. We told them. You and I told them.
Yeah, it's amazing to watch this. It's, you know, it's sad. Mm-hmm. It really is. It's like I'm like, you know, where's Biden?
Yeah. Chris, I will talk to you tomorrow morning. Have yourself a great day and stay low.
Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website. Go there, check it out, and I'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Frank Silvano coming up.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.